Inch by inch, row by row, Andylopers makes your garden grow. All it takes is organic know-how to make some fertile ground. Inch by inch, box by box, Andylopers makes your garden rock. With Invisible Gardener Radio Talk, and don't panic, it's organic.
Andy Lopez, the Invisible Gardener, has been helping folks from around the world, and he can help you too. Listen to Don't Panic, It's Organic, every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can just listen, or you can call in and talk directly to the Invisible Gardener. Right here on bbsradio.com/don'tpanicitsorganic. That's Don't Panic, It's Organic, every Saturday afternoon on bbsradio.com/don'tpanicitsorganic.
Hello, everybody. This is your favorite host, I hope, Andy Lopez, better known as the Invisible Gardener. How are we all doing today? I have a lot of things going on today, but most importantly, I'm here to talk to you, believe it or not. So I'm going to give you the numbers. You should have them by now. I would write them, put them up on the side of your refrigerator. The 800 number is 888-627-6008. That's the toll-free number. The direct line is 323-744-4831. If you use Skype, which we do over here, it's called BBS Radio PR, all lowercase, or you can use the Skype number, which is 530-636-6080. If you want to talk to me via email, you can send email to andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. Just spell it all right. Otherwise, you're not going to get it, believe it or not. And sorry about the initial song here. I got to lower Jeff's voice down real fast on that first. Don't panic. I just did the song for me a long, long time ago. On today's show, we're going to be doing an environmental alert. Talk to you a little bit about the contest and what's going to be happening next month. So the one of the things I'm going to be doing is called The Reality of Humankind. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about it because it occurred to me that I'm just going to say it, okay? I'm just going to come out and say it. I write a column, and I started to write the column. I call it, I have it labeled Kindness of the Ocean, but the more I think about it, the more I changed the name to The Reality of Humankind. And it starts off, the ocean is an amazing place. I have yet to see a fish carrying a gun and shoot another fish. That's how this whole thing starts, okay? And basically, to make a long column, because it's a fairly long column, I'm not going to read the column out to you, you know. But it comes down to the fact that the fishes in the sea, all animals on the planet of Earth, all animals do not display the type of, I don't know what you call it, that humans have, okay? Maybe the type of stupidity or whatever, because we are not. Animals are not angry. Animals do not hate. They don't use money. When they don't fight for no reason at all. They fight to defend themselves. They fight for mating. They don't kill for no reason at all. They usually kill to eat. When you think about it, right? We may have ants have wars, but not to the extent that humans have wars. And you know, I've been writing about climate change for a long time, and it sort of comes together. That's why I was calling it the reality of humankind, because the reality of humankind is that we are very bad gardeners of this earth. We're very, very bad. We seem to think that we are here, that everything's here at our pleasure, and that we're somehow so special that we can do whatever we want to everything, destroy, kill, and, you know, also destroy our very own environment that we live in. There's a saying, I don't know if I want to say it right, but the frog does not pollute the pond it lives in. It's a tiny saying. But think about it. We not only pollute the pond, there ain't no pond left. You can't, that frog, as a frog, we ain't going to live there very long. And so it's a very interesting subject in the sense that human beings are very unique in a lot of ways. So are animals, other creatures. They're unique in their own ways. Well, we're unique in our ways that we have the ability. See, thinking, you know, I've always thought that there are basically two different kinds of thinking, right? There's thinking that has to do with, and they all have to do, one has to do with your mind, and one has to do with your brain, okay? When you think through your mind, and remember let's see, what was his name? So the devil made me do it. What he was talking about is the mind made him do it. His mind made him do it. Mind came up with money. The mind comes up with hate, with greed. Comes up with, you know, this with cruelty. Let's go on and hurt other creatures. Let's do what we want to do. We have a right to do this, and you don't. That's the mind. Whereas the mind of the brain is what we have ability of, and we have the ability to. That would be the intellect, right? That we have the ability to do good things for the world and for everybody else and for ourselves, not just for ourselves, right? And so, and unfortunately, we as human beings have been in the last few thousand years systemically destroying and killing everything in sight. And you know, in the past, we only ate what we caught what we ate. Ate what we caught. Now we're catching a lot more than we can eat, and we have a lot more waste. We're throwing stuff away. We're not even giving it to people who are hungry. We're just throwing it away. And so it's what I see happening is, what I see is going to happen, and this is all about the climate change, but that's what's happening now in terms of, and I'm also going to talk a little bit about global warming, Ice Age global warming, okay, to be a short history on the climate change, which is what I'm working my way into from the kindness of the ocean, from the reality of humankind, is that, you know, I often feel like I am the guy in the corner with the poster saying the end is near. I tried that. That doesn't work. I'm like the guy in the corner with the sign saying, look. That's all it says, look. That's all I can come up with is look. Because there's no point in saying the end is near. We know the end is getting closer. The end, you know, the end of the universe, the end of the world, all kinds of things. The sun's going to end. The earth is going to eventually end, too. But for our cause, for the human race, and for the living things on the planet, we don't want to get that reached to that point where nothing's alive again on the planet. So we have the intellect and the ability to, first of all, see what we're doing wrong and stop it. See, we can see that we're smart enough to tell that if we stick our hand in the fire, we're getting burned. And we're really smart enough to know that that burn is going to hurt. And we don't need to wonder why it hurts, right? And we need to also stop sticking other creatures in the fire. Because that's what we're doing. We're destroying the world's forests. Look, it has taken a long time, millions and millions of years, for this to work out to where we're at now. Everything has a place in it. And having said that, you say, well, okay, human beings have a place in it, right? Well, we do, but it's not our place to destroy. It's not our place to take advantage, to kill every living thing on the planet, right? I mean, we, you know, talk about animals becoming extinct, right? I talked to you all last week about the fact that billions and billions of birds are dying left and right on a yearly basis, and that only this, about half 50% of the birds on the planet every year, you know, it's all about 50% of the world's birds that used to be here one time are left. And so we're still not, you know, it's not good, but we're not down to where there's only just a few birds left. So we need to, and, you know, I, on one level, I try to teach people how to live a healthy life, right? How to eat well. I try to teach people about organic gardening. That's the whole reason why I got into organic gardening in the first place, right? Is to live a healthier lifestyle. And again, and last week I said, well, what's the point of having an organic garden if the world is falling apart? You're going to have it inside a geodesic dome, a biosphere, right? Because that's what we're getting to. We're going in the direction where if we do survive, you won't be able to go outside. You're going to have to build a frame, you know, build a structure to house oxygen and the plants and other living things in there, if they're lucky. Because we're not going to put up a force field around a forest to take care of the animals, are we? So we're at that place now where it's a very touchy scenario, because my children, just say if I were to have children, I have one kid now, but his kids are going to be in trouble. My kid's going to be in trouble in the sense that, I mean, we're in trouble right now. Look around. Just look at what's going on around the earth right now, and you're going to see that there's some major changes happening, and they're not for the good. And the human race is going to have a hard time surviving through this. I mean, we've made it hard enough already by doing a bunch of other things we're not supposed to. We shouldn't have. Okay, not supposed to, but let's just say we shouldn't have. I think I'm okay here because I don't see anything. A call started. You know, we have a little interesting system here because I use Skype. And since I can't hear myself, I don't know what's going on. And a lot of times my engineer, you know, this is a boring subject, so he'll go and sit out there and listen to the birds. And he used to, before he had a garden, he would go out until now. I'm not sure if he has a garden or not, after the fire. But anyway, I'm assuming he will tell me if he can't hear anything. And if you all can't hear anything, give me a call and tell the engineer there's something wrong. Otherwise, I'm assuming everything's working fine. So there are solutions to this problem. I mean, I tell people, look, even if a giant spaceship was to come now to the Earth and tell people, okay, everybody on this spaceship, we're out of here, and take all human beings off the planet, the Earth is still going to go through this climate change we have started. Think of us a pendulum. The further it swings one way, the further it's going to swing the other way. Okay? So that's exactly what's going on. We have made the pendulum swing further and further to one side, and it's going to swing further and further to the other side. That's why I told in one of my articles, I said, the ice age has started. And you're going to go, what? WTF, what do you mean ice age has started? And I try to explain to people the whole ice age thing, okay? In terms of the fact that, and that's what's going on. So let's take a look at what's going on right now, okay? So here in northern United States, we're getting a very, very, very early massive, winter started right now. This is in end of September. And it's going to be really, really bad, really, really intense cold. It hasn't even gone, even started yet. You'll see. So what happens is that, and I was thinking to myself, because I was looking at the weather forecaster, I go, yep, it actually started last year. Last year was one of the worst winters we've had in a long time. And I'm also speaking for here in Southern California, but a bunch of other places. While we may have had the warmest summer, we're also going to get the coldest winter. And what happened, and part of the reason is really simple, because fresh water comes off the glaciers. The more water you have that's melting, it's in the air, the more it's going to freeze when it gets cold. And the colder it's going to be. Eventually, you'll get what an ice age does is that it interrupts our global weather system. And it does that by interrupting the Gulf Stream. Now, I've gone over this before, so I'm not going to go into really big detail, but basically the Gulf Stream is salt water. Fresh water from the icebergs melts into the salt water. It disrupts the circulation of the Gulf Stream. The circulation of the Gulf Stream is what causes our climate changes, our weathers, winter, spring, summer, and fall. Right? You get rid of that, And what's going to happen is it's going to, since it's more and more, it's going to be colder and colder there, and the snow is going to be spreading more and more, further and further. The whole world will be in an ice age, and that will last a long time. The rule of thumb that I come up with, the length of the ice age is equal to the length of the warming period. No, not to the length, but the intensity of the warming period. So the last ice age we had was called the Little Ice Age. It lasted 500 years. That was preceded by the medieval warming period. And it's exactly that. It was during medieval times when humans were starting to cut down the forest in Europe, expanding the cities. And other places around the world, there were similar things, not as much as there is now, but people were chopping wood, building houses, and doing things. As humans expanded, more of this happened. Okay? And that was enough to cause the ice age to follow for 500 years. It interrupted. It got warm enough, and it happened during a 500-year period. It got warm enough to start melting the glaciers, enough to go into the salt water to disrupt the global, the Gulf Stream, which then caused it to get cold for a long time. And think of when you see George Washington crossing the Delaware, there's a painting of, you all see that he has icebergs in the river with him. And it was a bad time for Napoleon, one of the worst winters they had, one of the worst winters England has ever had. And that's just one winter, it was a whole series of them, 500 years. And now we have reached the temperatures, we have gotten warmer within a shorter period of time than this 500-year warming period. Remember, it took 500 years to get to a certain point where the tipping point got to where it got cold, and, you know, this, it stopped the cycle, and then it started getting cold. And then that took 500 years for it to write itself back up again, to correct itself. But this time, it's not taking us 500 years. It hasn't yet. So far, we're looking at 20 years, maybe 30 years, when this process has started. Okay? So, and that means that we're going to get hotter faster. More water is going to go, fresh water is going to dissolve, you know, evaporate faster in the ocean, whatever, in the air, whatever, right? Faster. It's going to change the weather faster. The ice age is going to come faster. So that means that now the ice age has started, because every winter time you're going to see a different parts in Antarctica, for example, is getting parts of it is melting, other parts are collecting. That's where the fresh water goes to. Wham! It's getting build up and build up and build up, where the rest of it is melting. Eventually, all of it will build back up again. Same thing with Greenland. That's melting. Eventually, it will build right back up again. How do you think it got there in the first place, okay? And the cold happens to be an important part of life because the cold is what put the methane into the ground. Used to be, the world used to be a methane planet. Now it's an oxygen planet. If it was hot, if it stays hot long enough, the methane will come up. It's already coming up off through the ocean floor, off the coast of California. There's methane, what do you call it? Big giant plumes of methane out of the ocean floor coming up into the atmosphere. This hasn't happened for millions of years, since millions and millions of years. That's what's going on in the Arctic. It's a permafrost. That's why it's called permafrost. Permanent frost. That means it's really, really cold. It ain't supposed to melt. And it freezes the methane into the ground. You know, and it also works in conjunction with carbon, because I tell people a lot. One of my articles I wrote was, that's just an article, but I explained to the last few shows about how carbon is used in nature in many, many different ways. But the whole system has been set up for carbon goes into the air for whatever reason. Animals put out carbon dioxide. It's not a coincidence. Animals put out carbon dioxide. Trees take in carbon dioxide. I'm just making that simple, but basically that's the idea. And so there is carbon dioxide that's normally generated, which is then absorbed and used by nature. I say normally because There's this, you know, whatever, when the carbon dioxide happens on its own, there's a system already set up to take care of it and work it. That's what happens in the soil. You get carbon dioxide goes into the soil. That's how the microbes have learned over the centuries. They've evolved over the centuries to take carbon dioxide and turn it into carbonic acid, which then goes through all these different types of minerals, whether it be trace minerals of one kind or another. And then they process that and make that available to the plants. See? And it's the same thing with the ocean. The ocean takes in carbon dioxide. It absorbs the carbon dioxide. It gets frozen up. It gets put to use in various different ways. There are creatures there that absorb carbon dioxide, just like there are trees. You might call them trees of the ocean. Part of the problem is that the human race, remember humankind, are very bad at being, they're very good at being bad gardeners. So they pollute like crazy. So they have the farmers, for example, not the farmers' fault, but they do a good amount of damage to the soil. When they rototill the soil, they release the carbon dioxide that's normally locked up in the soil. Sequestered in the soil. So through bad farming practices, right, we are damaging the soil's ability to absorb the carbon dioxide that it needs to function. If it doesn't properly function, everything else suffers. Trees suffer. Our vegetables, our fruit, animals suffer because they're not getting healthy food anymore. By healthy, meaning that the food doesn't have the trace minerals it needs because the microbe is not there to give it. Not able to give it to us. On top of that, we destroy the microbes. When you rototilt the soil, you're destroying the natural microbes that live there. Think of it as, I told people once, it was think of it as a high-riser, a 100-story high-riser. Each floor has different people living in it, different microbes living in each floor, each level of the floor. They each do different things. That's pretty much close to what happens in the soil. And if you are rototilling it, you are destroying all the levels. All the microbes are going to, they won't be the skyscraper anymore, will it? And these, there's a reason why they're all separated. They all have different functions. See? So, I'm getting a little esoteric here today. Let me just play this here, bud. This one is called Home Again. I just wrote it about 10 minutes ago. It's not done yet. Okay, that's more. And interestingly enough, I started doing this music when I was doing my radio show. But the real reason why I started doing it was because I started playing music to the garden. Okay, my idea was that frequencies heal. So frequencies will not only heal us, but will also heal the garden. By healing the garden, I mean the microbes in the soil. I mean the insects, the birds, the trees. And it's been my philosophy that everything has a consciousness, unless it's an inanimate. Even the inanimate objects like rocks, right, minerals and things like that, have what I would call a conscious, different than what you would understand a consciousness to be. So I started the music, and these have, like, this has frequency. That's why I use a lot of Mother Nature sounds. So that one has rain, for example, in it. And I also have the wind in it. So the rain triggers in our mind, in our brain, in both the mind and the brain, because what I do is I work with the mind and with the brain. The brain I associate to their body, and it controls the functions of your body and stuff like that, whether it be the heart, the lungs, the different 108 chakras, energy centers in your body, how energy travels through your body. Is the same way the energy travels through the mycelium in the soil, through the the structures of the trees, or the bodies of the trees. The same way, I call it mycelium of the soil, the internet of the soil, right? So let's see, what was I talking about? Okay, yeah, so that was a quick little lesson on global warming. We really need to key into a climate change. We're going into this next, lots of things are going on right now. For example, we're going to from the Piscine Age through the Aquarian Age. We're overlapping. So this is a time of great change. Time of great change in terms of energy. I explained that to you all last time, what the difference between a Pisces and Aquarian. One's a water bearer, one's an air bearer. And one lives in the sea, in the ocean, swims in the ocean, and the other one's in the air. And so there's a different mentality to a different energy level to everything. And so we have to learn to become fishes of the air, let go of our fishes in the ocean and swim in the air. We have to learn to be kind to others, not just to other species. One of the things I like about Star Trek is that they teach you to be kind to other species, other alien species, other forms of life. I mean, I play a game, it's called Imperium. It has to do with going out and traveling the galaxies and build a spaceship. You go to different planets. Part of it is people fight each other and they kill each other. That's kind of boring to me. It's called people versus people. I don't play it that way. I play PvE, it was called people versus the environment. It basically means you got to deal with the natives. By the natives, I mean the local natives as well as the natives who are creatures. You know, the different types of aliens, from spiders to different types of dinosaurs to you name them, they're out there. And so I set up a policy that I'm only going to kill those that are going to come try to kill me. And it's kind of cute because I run around through these. Just a little while ago before I came on, I was running around through this on this planet where they had these little really cute little dinosaurs, and they ran around and they had kids. And there was another set of, it looked like big giant cats, and they had the babies. And they didn't bother me at all, and I didn't bother them when I walked around. The point is that, that's why I if you look at nature, you'll find that everything is kind to each other creatures, and they never go out and kill other things for no reason at all. They don't pollute. They can live here for millions and millions of years without us, and they will do just fine. So we need to pay attention to what we're doing, right? And we need to pay attention to what we need to do. And I tell people, look, you know, each of us can basically have our own little sign that we can wave around, and that's our right. But we should be able to use it in lots of different ways to promote what we believe in, right? And so I just recently wrote a column called The Politics of Gardening. Yeah, you know? And basically it came down to, you know, I grow organic gardening, right? I do my vegetable, I mean, right now I don't have a vegetable garden, but I do take care of a few people's vegetable gardens, and I do their, again, the reason why, so in my philosophy of doing things organically, I also want to take care of the earth. And therefore, in order to do that, to make sure I take care of the earth, I have to vote. And I live in a place where I can vote, and my voice accounts. And so I'm voting to take care of the earth because I need the earth to be nice and healthy so I can do my garden. See? Very simple. So you vote as you grow. The way you grow is the way you should vote. If you're into chemicals and polluting whatever, then you're going to vote for that, not for against it, right? Okay, so let's see. So the next thing I'm going to talk a little bit about, we have the, so I gave out the phone number earlier today, earlier in the show. You're welcome to give me a call, and I'm sure that somebody calls, the engineer will tell me. Otherwise, you can email me your questions. You know, you all know I have a contest, and this is the last week coming up for the contest. What I'm doing is I'm giving away, everybody wins, so they'll get a free lifetime membership to my club. They get an email back saying you won, and you follow click on the link, and you just follow the instructions on the link. It'll give you access to the website, username and password, all that stuff, and you'll get access to my 20 or 21 ebooks. I'm going to have to count them again, that I have written. The latest one is called Don't Panic, It's Organic. You'll get that right away. You can download it right away. Whenever I upgrade it, you'll know. I don't know if you get a little email saying it's been upgraded, but I usually tell people, like I'm doing on the show, like now, I say, well, hey guys, I have upgraded my latest book, or upgraded this one. So that's one of the advantages of listening to the show, to getting the podcast, which, by the way, if you're not getting the podcast, you can go to my website, invisiblegardener.com, click on radio show. You'll see podcasts and other shows there, and sign up. The podcast is free. I also have a podcast for my inner gardening music, which is actually called The Cosmic Spaceship. It's coming up right after this show. And that's another hour. That's an hour of my music. I have over, I don't know, let's see how many songs do I have. Interesting enough, I should know that by now, you know, how many songs, but it's hard to keep track of it, because I do so many of them, like something like at least one or two songs every day, you know, and this has been going on for a few years now. I started, let's see, I have, I do a lot of my stuff all over the place. One of the places I use is called SoundCloud. I have 691 songs that I've done. And that's really cool. And I have about 1,000, let's see, I have 833 followers. And this is on one station. I have several other different stations that I deal with. I just put up 4 or 5 songs up, and I'm going to be playing them like this one during the next show, you know, coming up. And you enter the contest. Make sure so you need to enter the contest so you can win. Next, I think I'm going to do that as a regular. Anybody who enters the contest automatically win. However, if you have already a member, because there are lots of members that have emailed me and that says, well, what about us members? What do we get? Okay, well, what members get is they'll get your choice when they win. I would more than likely send you a grower's kit, which gives you both. It gives you a super seaweed, quarter super seaweed, and 5 pounds of my rock dust blend. And I would take that if I were you. But if you wanted the $200 value. The rock, the super seaweed is $150, and the rock dust blend is around $50. You know, with shipping everything, it's $200. But you can get your choice of instead of that, you can get the Don't Panic, It's Organic book. There's a color version and a black and white version, right? The color version is not available anywhere, only through me. And that's a long story, because you know the color version sells. I'm selling it right now, I think it's $55 is on sale, but it sells for $100, okay? Through me. You can't buy it anywhere. The reason for that is because when I first came out with the book, Amazon has third-party sellers, so I was getting emails from people who are saying, I want to buy your book, but you were selling it for $300. I'm not going to pay $300 for your book. So I look it up on Amazon, and sure enough, my book's up there, right? The color version that's up there were for, I think it was like $79.99. The black and white version is $20. But there was another couple other companies selling them for $300. So I call them up and say, how come my book is going for $300? And they says, well, we sell it according to what we think is the value of it, and so we can sell it for whatever price we want to, so we want $300 for it. I said, well, that's not exactly right, because, you know, people are not going to buy the book for your $300, nor, and they may not understand that they can buy the book from me, the color version of it, for $75, or the black and white version for $20. So what I did was I told Amazon, nope, that book's only available, the color version is only available through me. So you can only get the color version through me. And so what I do with the contest is that you have a choice. If you're a member, You can get the $200 worth of the super seaweed, the quart of the super seaweed, and 5 pounds of my rock dust blend. Or you can get one book of each. You get the color version of Don't Panic, It's Organic, and the black and white version. Okay, the color version, I would immediately wrap it up. What I do is I take a cloth and I wrap it up and protect it, because I put it inside a plastic, a big plastic, and keep it. And when I touch it, I try to wear gloves. You want that baby to last, because the color version alone makes it very, very amazing. Okay, just the color images that was done by my daughter-in-law Cindy, an excellent artist, and someday they'll be worth a lot of money when she becomes famous. And then you also get the black and white version that you can just use. That'll be your manual. You can go ahead and use that. My first book, My first book was How to Heal the Earth in Your Spare Time. But my last book before this book was Natural Pest Control, Alternatives to Chemicals for the Home and Garden. And that one gets pretty much destroyed. I have a original version I was working with, and man, it looks like it's just really destroyed, because I write on it, I use it. And so I don't want you to destroy the color version of it. Okay? Right? Okay, Doctor. So you'll have a choice. Because, and that means you can't enter again. So that means, okay, so you, if you're lucky enough to get to win, you decide you want the grower's kit, I'll send you that. And if you enter the following month, and if you win again, well, what I'll do is, I'm not sure, I suppose I could figure out if you want. Maybe I'll set it in a time limit. You can't win every month, you know, because if some month nobody enters, only a few people enters, and you enter it on a regular basis, you win. And I'm not sure if I want to do that or not. I have to think about it, because you could theoretically win every month, depending upon how many people sign up. And then again, it's actually good to encourage people to sign up for the contest. But for now, if you're not a member and you win the contest, you will get the lifetime membership into my club. That's a $20 value. Normally, you would pay $20 just to join. If you wanted the book, then you would join for $55. You get the $20 book, and then that would include. Then you have to pay shipping also too, because it's like $24 to ship the book. I can send it book rate. So I'm thinking of just do it like $55. You get the book. Okay, and because what I do is I now have Amazon do the shipping. Before, when I was shipping it was costing me at least $12, $14, sometimes even more, because I would put it into the bulk shipping rate, you know, bulk shipping box. And that's what I do with the grower's kit. I put it in the big bulk shipping. It's $24 to ship it. But anyway, if you enter again. You only get, you know, if you don't win as a member, if you enter again, and then you could win the grower's kit or the color version of the Don't Panic, It's Organic, or the black and white version. You get them both together. And I'm going to basically try to limit who wins. So in other words, if I pick you and I look and see if you won, I'll pick somebody else. I'm not sure of the time frame on it. Maybe you can just win once. I don't know. What do you think? So anyway, that's the contest. Let's see. So make sure, and the way you get it, enter it into the contest. There are several ways. The easiest way is to sign up for the newsletter. Okay, so that's not the easiest way. The easiest way is to send me an email, andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. That'll make you automatically... Then I'll get the email. You need to put in the subject of your email, you need to put "enter me in your contest." In the body of the email, if you have a question, that's just a good place to answer. But you need to at least say, "Andy, I listen to." Now here's the tricky part: if you're listening to whatever station you're listening to, for example, if you're listening to BBSRadio.com, or if you're listening to talk show, hang on. like this song. I think it has a lot of potential. I just have to, I have to still add a frequency to it. It's not really totally done yet. And it depends what I want to do with it, you know, because I have a collection of different, I call them healing frequencies. And so I always put something that allows people to heal from it, whether it releases stress or allows you to sleep or dream in color, but lots of different things. And a lot of times I can write a song specifically for that. And so I'm working on, for example, this particular one here, I'm thinking about a Tibetan bell that sounds like this. So in other words, it'll run like this, and then I'll put this bell to it. Anyway, it's there, see. So what I learned was is that there is a sublingual way to talk to your body and to talk to everything around you. So for the contest, you can enter it via the email andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. Subject, enter me in your contest. You can ask a question. This is a good time to ask a question. You can always ask a question via email, no problem. Just make sure you either write enter me in your contest, or if you just have a question, you need to type the name of the radio show in the subject. Now, that's a little bit more confusing in the sense that I have lots of different stations I rebroadcast through and such. And so what I'm trying to do is to channel the email into a certain box. So all you have to do in the subject, I would say, is you type. So if you have a question, if you want to enter the contest, you type enter. You're right, radio show contest. Okay, so those are the keywords I have there, radio show contest. If you only have a question, you're not interested in entering the contest because you're already a member, you can write radio show question. Those are the only two things that are going to get moved into the box. The other way I have it set up, and it's my preferred way, but I don't really have to, is... And actually, sign up for the newsletter. So you go to the website, you sign up to receive my newsletter, you will automatically get entered in the contest. I will send you an email back saying you have won. If you have already, and what I'm also doing too is if you have entered the contest within the past, if you have signed up for the newsletter within the past year, just tell me, send me email, and I will automatically make you a member. Okay, because a few people have said, well, I just missed that. I want to, take advantage of that. I'll come, and so they already signed up for the newsletter, in other words, and they can't sign up for it again. if you sign up for the newsletter, in the boxes, you'll see contests. You can check on the box, check on the contest. I'll send your email back. I will personally send your email back saying you have won and give you a link to that. After a while, obviously, what I used to do is I used to pick one. You send an email. I have a whole bunch of emails go to the box. I pick one. So for the time being, I'm giving everybody that emails me the free lifetime membership to the club. Okay? The other way you can enter the contest, that would be if you're already getting the newsletter, if you're receiving the newsletter already, there's a box that says enter me in your contest. You click on that. It opens up your email program. It already has a subject and everything set up for you. All you have to do is enter the question if you have a question. And so, and then in October, we're going to, I will announce the winner. The first show of the month, I always announce the winner. And as I said, the winner is going to get the one winner. See, everybody wins. If you enter, everybody wins the contest in terms of getting the membership. One winner, one person will win the grower's kit. See, one person will win the grower's kit. If you're already a member, and you also have a choice of either getting the grower's kit or the book and the color version of the book and the black and white version of the book. If you're a member, you also have the same choice of the grower's kit or the black and white version of the book. See? But not every member who enters the contest wins. So this is one person will get picked. One general public person will get picked, and one member will get picked to get the kit, right? Anybody who joins for the time being gets a free lifetime membership. So the next time they join, they'll be and next time that they enter the want to enter the contest, because you can enter as often once a month, then you'll be entering as a member, and you can again also choose, you know, because instead of you already have a lifetime membership, if you don't want that again, so you're going to get the book. That's for now. So what I will do down the road, I will change it. As soon as I get some more T-shirts together, the T-shirts will be handed out, part of the winners, right? We have some coffee mugs that are being done. Those are going to go as well. And some hats. Don't panic, it's organic hats. Will go as well. And so we'll rotate amongst them. There's going to be, of course, the Super Seaweed, the Grower's Kit. I decided the Grower's Kit is the best way for you to get it, because you get the Super Seaweed and the Rock Dust together, right? Because, I used to give the Super Seaweed away by itself and the Rock Dust away by itself. That may happen too. And when I give the Super Seaweed away, I usually give it's a pint size. So this is a really good deal, because you're getting, in the grower's kit, you're getting a quart size, okay? And that should last you a long, long, long time, because it's a microbiological activator. So whatever it is you're growing, you're going to want to use a Super Seaweed, because it will make everything else grow better. You don't want to have to use organic fertilizers as much. And it's a microbiological activator. It's food for your microbes, plus it has microbes in it that you're putting back into the soil. That's what I use in my business. That when I do my spraying business, what I do is I heal the soil. And I heal the soil in several different ways. One of them is through liquid formulation, which is what I call the super seaweed. So I use 100 gallons, I make up super seaweed. You're only buying a quart. So that quart of super seaweed concentrate won't make 100 gallons, but it depends on how you use it. Okay, so I can take that quart into 100 gallons of clean water and make more of it by running air through it, by inoculating it with more compost and inoculating it with more of the trace minerals liquids. I use, for example, C90, which is a salt-based. It comes from the Dead Sea. It's an ancient salt formation rich in all the 90 trace minerals. Add a little bit of that to the liquid. I would make a compost tea through I make it like a compost tea bag out of, adding compost, make a tea bag out of it, put it in my 100 gallons, percolate it. And there are other things I can add, I've learned to add to it over the years. So let's see. So we have, next week I'm going to be talking, talking some more, yes, you guessed it, about the soil, okay? And we're going to talk a little bit more about how you can help to heal your soil that you have outside your house there, and why the importance of it. And we'll be talking a lot about, we'll be talking about trees, how to help the trees to survive the weather, the climate change that we're going through now, not just trees, but to help with all forms of creatures to survive the climate change that we're going through now. And so, let's see. So there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm open to discussion what you want me to talk about, you know? And let's see. So I think I finished. I've been a little bit busy here on this end here of the world over here. Let's see. So I think I covered everybody. Yeah, let's see. I wrote down here. I didn't get any questions. You always can send me questions. Nope. I say we're done. So I have a little bit more time. Let's see. About 10 minutes to go. Okay, so let me just put this on here and we'll see what happens. Website invisiblegardener.com. That's spelled invisible, like invisible man, and gardener is spelled GARDENER.com. That my book is available there. It's called Don't Panic, It's Organic. How to Help Mother Nature Heal Herself. How to Work with Mother Nature, Not Against Her. Song. Well, thank you very much for stopping by. I'm here every Saturday just for you. My members can call me on the organic hotline. You have that number. If you don't want to join, don't want to register, if you want my ebook, I'm happy to send it to you. Just send me an email and say that. And I'll send it to you right back. And my Super Series is available. It starts at a pint. And it's a quart. I think there's a half a pint too. And I invented that in 1970. So whatever you're growing, super seaweed will make you grow better. Believe it. Truly. Really. So coming up is Cosmic Spaceship. Here's, you'll be able to hear my songs, like this one. Like I said, I do at least one or two a day, maybe three or four sometimes. Yesterday I did four of them. Who knew, right? A few more minutes left. Like I said, visit my website, invisiblegardener.com. Check it out. All right, take care now. I'm getting really soon, I think. I'm not sure now. Maybe my clock is off. Enjoy the music. I know I do. Put your headphones on, okay? This song has never been heard before, so I enjoy it. I haven't even been posted up or nothing. What's that? Bye. It's called Home Again. I'll put it up as soon after the show is over. Bye. Ha 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 ha